Chapter 7, The Buddha and the Holy Books. Sanzan and his followers arrived at a monastery. Sakyamuni Buddha was staying there. At the gate, they were met by four great guards. The guards stopped them from going into the monastery.
We have to ask the Buddha before you can come in.
One guard was sent through the middle gate and the inner gate. He finally reached Sakyamuni Buddha. He was told to let Sanzan and his followers in. The monk and his followers met the Buddha at last. They bowed low to honor him.
For the last 14 years, we walked to get here,
said Sun Wukong. I know all the difficulties you faced, said the Buddha. But why have you come?
I have orders from the Emperor of China, answered Sanzan. He told me to bring back some holy books.
I see, said the Buddha. We have 15,144 scrolls. How many do you want?
As many as you can give me, Sanzang answered.
Well, I can give you 5,048 scrolls, said the Buddha. He ordered a guard to bring the scrolls. Sanzang thanked the Buddha. Then they all started on the journey home. Guanyin appeared. He said to the Buddha,
May I ask for one thing?
What is it, Guanyin? Asked the Buddha.
Sanzan and his followers have suffered enough, said Guanyin. We can't let them suffer for another 14 years. Please make their journey short.
Okay, so be it, said the Buddha. The Buddha ordered his guards to take Sanzang and his followers to China. With the guards' help, Sanzang and his followers arrived back in China in 8 days. The emperor came out to welcome them. Sanzang told the emperor all about his journey. The emperor ordered some men to copy the holy books. The copies were then passed around for people to read. Sanzang, Sun Wukong, and Zhu Neng later became Buddhas. Xia Wujing became an arhat, or a worthy one.